神经科医生 Harper 已连续三年看过神韵，每一次都欣赏到完全不同的舞蹈，感到非常惊喜。
It's beautiful. It is so synchronized. I was looking at the dancers and thinking to me, it takes tremendous work and dedication to produce such a wonderful show.
The choreography of it, and it's very mesmerizing. It's almost like meditation. It's very relaxing to watch the motion on stage. And I think how graceful the girls are in particular because of the small steps and the flowing gowns. It looks like they're gliding across the stage, so it's wonderful.
Every dance was unique and had a story behind it, and there were some old tales, and there was nature. It was very, very interesting for a viewer.
神韵演出所展现的精神内涵也引起观众内心的深刻共鸣。
I liked when they talked about, like, what is the meaning of life? Something to think about. And of course, we should think about those things. Our time here on earth is short, and we should love our neighbor while we are here, but we should remember our citizenship is in heaven. And so it's a very nice message.
Storrs 女士曾任美国联邦政府消费品安全委员会主席，她认为神韵将为华府乃至世界带来巨大影响。
I think the impact can be very powerful by seeing something like this here in Washington, where we are an international city, was very powerful, and it certainly made me help. It helped me understand the Chinese culture and the way that I can convey a much better understanding of what Chinese people have been through and what you're going to be doing in the future.
神韵艺术团在华府的演出将一直持续到2月21号。这是新唐人华府记者站报道。
你听了这个音乐，你的感觉就是这种把中国的个历史这个融合贯通起来。如果没有人自身的这种贪婪和欲望或者说是奴役的话，那么是一幅多么好的画卷。
陈光诚表示，神韵坚持做下去必将引领中国传统文化的复兴。
49年轮葬以后啊，这个损失那么大，但是老百姓这种内心还是存在这个慧根啊，传统文化在他们的血液里都是能够产生共鸣的。所以我想可能这个时间不会太久，我个人觉得不会太久，神韵可能就会有一个非常非常忙碌的一段时间啊，中国那么多地方，那么多人民都需要听到这种声音，啊，这种美妙的感觉。
陈光诚认为，神韵回中国大陆演出已经指日可待。
当你去除了这种心灵的包袱，可以自由自在地展现内心的善良的时候，是一种什么样的感觉？那就真是像身体一个久病了的人突然完全的康复那种感觉，也许就在每个人的心中就展现出来。所以我想神韵可能需要做更多的准备，为中国做不知要多少场的演出啊，这个是指日可待的，不会太久。
这是新唐人华府记者站报道。
哦，我很喜欢，我觉得很好很漂亮。
The history of how long the dynasty, the Chinese dynasty goes back, you know, it's just thousands of years ago. All of that we see, you know, after seeing the dance, gymnastics is all about the Chinese culture, the dance, the Asian dance. So many things that we just thought it was because it was part of something else, it actually has Chinese history and Chinese roots.
A lot of the history of China, of course, it's one of the, if not the oldest civilization on earth, the longest continuous. You can sense a lot of history through the dancing, through the movements, a lot of spirituality coming through the movements of the dancers themselves.
带女儿来观看演出的 Spencer Good 先生表示，神韵打开了孩子的眼界。
I was just coming to show my daughter some of the dance moves, but I didn't know it was going to get such a cultural lesson and what's going on in other countries, which is really important for my little one to learn. I want her to be a global citizen and not just know what's going on here in the United States. So it was a wonderful surprise learning so much about another culture.
新唐人华府记者站报道。
当然非常高兴了，我已经是第二次看神韵了。这个每一次的看，这个感受还更不一样一些，因为神韵传递的是真善忍的信息， 那么真善忍呢，现在正是世界，特别是中国最缺的。如果大家都能够按照真善忍来做人的话，那么这个世界，特别是中国，就会有很大的不同。
罗宇说，在观看演出的过程中，他多次被故事情节打动，流了好几次眼泪。
你像嫦娥奔月，我都掉了眼泪。这个也，其实这是多么古老的故事，对不对？可是，就是看到善恶之争的时候，人总是对那个善良的那一面特别的同情，所以就有这种感情的这种。
罗宇表示，期待神韵尽快回到中国演出。现在中国最缺少的就是真善人。新唐人华府记者站报道。
I think it was wonderful, and it describes the culture, the 5,000 years of culture of China. It shows the beauty of the art, of the ballet, the joining of Western and Eastern culture and music.And it's a divine sound for a divine performance.
沃里斯先生是一位商人，目前正在竞选美国马里兰州联邦参议员席位。他非常喜欢神韵演出的精神内涵，并有深刻共鸣。
We don't know what the afterlife is, but this brings joy to your heart because you realize that God is in control, the spiritual is in control, and that we're all.Spiritual beings first and foremost. In fact, we're a spirit before we're a body. And that's the beauty that we have to understand. And this is what's been reflected in this music today.
鲍里斯先生赞叹，神韵是展现神和人类灵性的神圣演出，并教导人类应保持善行。
It's a divine performance about divinity, our spirit that lives beyond our body. And as we go through life, we mustalways consider the fact that we must be instruments of good in this world, whether somebody notices or not. It's not about doing it so that you get glory. It's about doing it because it's the right thing to do, because our fellow man needs it.
这是新唐人华府记者站报道。
What I have learned is how the dynasties had such a great culture and a great life before the communists took over and really took away your whole being of what Chinese culture was all about.
I thought it was powerful. I was absolutely mesmerized by the way it was put together. I had no idea that China had gone through all of that grief, you know, for so many centuries.And it just epitomized what can be done, and I think it's fantastic.
Stuart 女士曾在尼克松和福特政府时期担任联邦要职，并曾被里根总统任命为美国消费品安全委员会主席。她认为神韵演出触动心灵，意涵深邃。
The message that I got was that we have a spirit much greater than ours, and that, you know, we are here for a purpose, but then we return to heaven.And I think that was very, very meaningful. And the way it was portrayed was fabulous.
这是新唐人华府记者站报道。
2月16号晚间，知名人权活动家魏京生在美国首都华盛顿观看了美国神韵国际艺术团的演出。魏京生曾多次看过神韵，他表示，神韵的节目越来越好看。也增进了西方观众对中华文化的认同。
你看，这现在观众越来越多啊，就是说，而且我看老外占多数，就是说这边的观众越来越接受这个咱们中国传统这个文化模式，跟他们不一样的，但是也很优美，他们也越来越接受，非常好。
多次看过神韵演出的黄慈平表示，神韵新颖的表现手法让观众印象深刻。
很荣幸能看到这场演出，觉得非常好，因为又是全新的节目，然后呢有几个节目我觉得也很别出心裁，很新颖，比方说这个凌波仙子，他这个出来的时候大家都呜一声，所以我觉得很有意思。
黄子平认为，神韵演出能够真正推动多民族间的融洽关系，也能促使人们反思近代中国的历史。
神韵的这些节目，尤其像这个藏族的节目，能够真正的推动民族之间的和谐。那么看这些舞蹈的时候呢，你感觉就是说，这个中国非常非常大，有各族的人民在那里，也都生活得很和睦。可是呢，在共产党，对各族民人民呢，都有这个都进行镇压。那么在这里头，其中我们也看到了共产党对法轮功学员的镇压，和其中还有一个舞蹈是专门表现文革的，今年刚好是文革50周年，其实就说这是一个让大家回顾也让大家深思的一个题目，所以我觉得这是一个非常好的节目。
新唐人华府记者站报道。上两天也是在美国。